non ha la sopravvivenza. Omar Rava, Hudachi Roite Ikro Moti, the halacha that if a person knows of a place that he can be Kovea Hishvisa, and it's within 2,000 amas of where he is, then he can be Kovea Hishvisa there. That's only if he would run, he would be able to get to the place before Shabbos starts. There's a machlokas whether that means before Bein Hashmashos or before the end of Bein Hashmashos. Machlokas whether you can be kone Eruv Etchum in Bein Hashmashos or not. Right? Eruv, it says, one of the things you can do Bein Hashmashos. Machlokas, whether that's Eruv Etchumim or only Eruv Echatzeros. In any case, or which one it is, if it's Eruv Echatzeros or it's Eruv Etchum. But in any case, so whatever it is, before Shabbos, he has to be able to get to that place. Rashi, Hudachi Roit Mati, Hadi Tani Masnisan Dimsiyim, Kondashvisa Biyikaro, Hudachi Havi Roit Mati Hasa, Kodum Shetem, Hasa Mahanya Amira, Bikani Hasa Mati Lamezel Beso Benachas. But if he couldn't get there Bechlau, by the time Shabbos came, even by running fast, so then that can't be his place of shvisa. Okay. What it means to run fast is, even if it right now he couldn't run that fast, but if the fastest he could run, he could get there, right? Then that's good. And some hold that even if anybody could run fast, even if he could never run that fast, but there's somebody who could run that fast to get there is also helps. Miri says that. Omer le'abaya, the harchosh chalok tani, right? It says the maestro that it was already dark and he can't get to the place that he said. So it's mashma that even if he couldn't get there. Where it says no. Chosh chalabesa. Avalik roshalil and mosi also. Chosh means that it was dark and he couldn't get home because it's already Shabbos and it's too far. But it wasn't too far for him to get to this place. Or another pshat is what choshcholo means, that it was already Shabbos if he would have walked slowly. And it would have been Shabbos when he got to the tree if he had walked slowly. But if he, what's it called, would run, he would have been able to get there before Shabbos. Choshcholo leilichat beso afilu b'merutza. Right? If he'd run, he still couldn't get home before Shabbos. But if he, what's it called, if he would have run, he could have gotten to the tree. So therefore he could make the shvisa by the tree. But he can't make the shvisa at home because he couldn't have gotten there before Shabbos. Mazgi koli holich ma'at ma'at. If he, choshvalo means that he walked slowly, he wouldn't have gotten to the tree before Shabbos. But since he ran, or if he could have run, so then he could have gotten to the tree, then he can make his shvisa by the tree, even though the maisi doesn't get there before Shabbos starts. Rabba v'Rav Yosef haviko azli v'urcha. Omer le Rabba l'Rav Yosef, tehe shvisa seinu tuse dikla, desovil achba. Right, so Rabba said to Rav Yosef, I know of a tree ahead of us, that's really, what's it called, two trees together. It's like a twin palms. The Amri lo tuse dikla deparik mori mikarga, right? Or the palm tree that I'm familiar with that helps its owner pay his taxes. So Amar le lo yodan. So Rav Yosef said, I don't recognize such a tree. So Amar le smoch alai. So he said, then you rely on me, and I'll be konishvisa for both of us. Tanya, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Mhayu Shnayim, Echad Makir, Vechad Sheino Makir. There are two people. One knew of such a landmark, and one didn't know. So Moshe Shvisoso, Zesh Eino Makir, Moshe Shvisoso the Makir, the one who doesn't know, gives over the rights of being called Shvisa to the other one. Zesh Makir, Omer Te Shvisoseinu B'makom Ploni. And the, what's it called? And the one that knows and recognizes the place makes the shvisa for both of them. The lohi, lo tanaler Rav Yosi, right? The maestro, there was no such brisa. Rabba told Rav Yosi that there's such a brisa, right? But there is no such brisa. The Braisa just said anonymously that this halacha is there. He quoted Rabbi Yossi not because he really said it, because he wanted Rabbi Yossi to accept it. And Rabbi Yossi had a straight head, so they pasken halacha according to him. So this way, Rabbi Yossi would accept the ruling if he heard it in the name of Rabbi Yossi. See Rashi. There was another palm tree that was leaning on this one. The parik mori mikarga, towing perosarde, or the palm tree that he described was one that had a lot of fruit. Umokrin uporim and hamas, and they used to sell the fruit and pay his taxes from the fruit. Lo yadanale any makir also ilan. So Rabbi Yossi said, I don't recognize either version, either of these trees. Moser shvisasa lamakir, Omer shvisasi imach. So the one who doesn't know says, I'll be called the shvisa wherever you are. Velohi, hada omer le mishmed Rabbi Yossi lesa. The fact that he quoted this price in Rabbi Yossi is not true. Velo tanya le mishmed Rabbi Yossi. The price had never said Rabbi Yossi's name. Elastama tanya le. It was a stam price. Le'el, we had this price before. Mishum hachi omer b'shem Rabbi Yossi ki echid lekabla mine. But he said in the name of Rabbi Yossi that he should accept the halacha. Hachi garsina velohi lo tanya leked Rabbi Yossi nimuko imo tavo. Rabbi Yossi gave good reasons for his psakit, and therefore usually the halacha was like him. Maseches Gittin mo neshivchan shel chachamim v'omer Rabbi Yossi nimuko imo. Gittin, the Gemara gives the milas of different chachamim, and Rabbi Yossi was the muko imo. Nim the kav, dover yosher ke kav hamishkolas. What's it called? He was like a straight line, like an arrow. He always saw things in a very straight way. Okay. In any case, so Shaila, how that works? That you can be kol neshvisa for somebody else. One way is that it works through amigo. Since I can be called the shvisa for myself, I can be called it for you too. But that will only help if I'm called the shvisa. What if two people are walking, one recognizes the place, the other one doesn't, and the first one doesn't want to be called the shvisa there. He's going to stay in the fields. The other guy wants to get home. So then it could work out shlichus. I'm your shliach. We said a different svara, and that is it works like you're an oreach. Right, I'm kol neshvisa, and you're my guest. So your tchum is just like mine. You're a guest by somebody, then you're kol neshvisa by them. So I'm you're my guest. So I'm kol neshvisa, and you are what's it called? Somech on me. You're a guest in my place. But the Achronim seem to say these two svaras. One is al shlichus, and one is because of migu de zochi lenaf shei zochi nomi lechavre. Since I can be calling it for myself, it helps for somebody else too. And again, the nafka mina would be where I'm not calling it for myself. I'm doing it just for you. Does that help or not? Okay. And this idea of quoting something in the name of somebody that didn't say it, in order that people should makabel it, so this is one of the cases where you're allowed to lie. But the Gemara says in Brachas that if you quote something in the name of somebody who didn't say it, the Shechina goes away from Klal Yisrael because of that. So they give three answers when the one applies and when the other one applies. Three terutz. One is that if they would have accepted the halacha without quoting it in the name of somebody who didn't say it, then there's no reason to lie. So then it's awesome. Second difference is, if I heard the thing stop, I didn't hear it in the name of anybody specifically, then I can quote somebody and put a name on it. But if I heard it in the name of somebody specific, I can't quote somebody else. And the third difference is, if I heard it, what's it called? If I heard it from somebody else, and I want to quote a different person so people in Makabla, I know the halacha is like that, but I know that it won't make an impression unless I say it in the name of a bigger person. But I didn't make it up myself. I heard it, and I know the halacha is like that. I can quote it in the name of somebody else. I know a halacha that I know for sure that's the halacha, But and Rav Moshe Feinstein didn't say it, but I know that if I'd say Rav Moshe Feinstein said it, people in the Kabbalah, then I'm allowed to say that. But if I made up the halacha myself, because of my own svar, right, so I'm not sure that really it's like that, then I can't say Rav Moshe Feinstein said it, it'd be koveya the halacha like that. But here, it was something that there was a brisa, right? The brisa wasn't said in anybody's name, so there it fits all the Tanayim, and he was able to say it in Rav Yossi's name. But it's like a case of mitnei ashalom, where you're allowed to mishan, allowed to lie for certain benefits, and this is one of them. That you know the halacha is like that, and you know that the people won't be makabalit unless you say it in the name of somebody big. You're allowed to say it in the name of somebody big. Okay, let's go on. What? Do people do this? I don't know. The Gemara says you can do it. In emeno makir osheno baki. Hani alpayim ama hechun ksiba. Where is there a remez in the Torah? If you hold it, tchumim are d'oraisa, so it's mamish d'oraisa. If you hold tchumim are only d'rabbanan, then where is there an asmachta? Where did the rabbanan get this concept to make the halacha the 2,000 amas? Where did they find a remez even in the Torah to 2,000 amas? And the reason Gemara asked over here, l'chor we had other Mishnah Yisrael spoke about 2,000 amas. But in this Mishnah, it sounds more authoritative that this is the makor. Because the Mishnah over here says, Zechelo Mekomo Alpayim Amma. Right? Mashma, that here's where we're telling me the Makor, Mekomo Alpayim Amma. So here's where the Gemara is Medayik. Where is this idea that a Makom is 2,000 Ammas? Detanya, Shvu Ish Tachto. Right? The Torah says that shvu ish tachtov al yetze ish bimkomo b'yom ha-shabbos. So shvu ish tachtov eila arba amos. That's the remez, that there's an idea of arba amos by tchumim. Okay, either to become the shvisa with arba amos, or that if you go outside the tchum you can't move more than four amos. Right, why? Because the area of a person is four amos that we had before. Okay, the person is three amos and one amma for stretching out your arm. Al yetze ish mim komo. So what's the next part of the pasuk? Al yetze ish mim komo. Elo alpayim amma. The mim komo is alpayim amma. And the Divrei Cheskel, entry Chakira, what's that 2,000 ammas of tchumim? How does it work? Does it mean that the tchum, the mokom of the tchum is 2,000 ammas? That's what we're learning from here. Or the idea is that the tchum really is 4 ammas. But the shear of going outside your tchum is 2,000. Till 2,000 amas, you're not called going outside your tchum. It's a shear. Once you pass 2,000 amas, that's too far outside your makom. But your makom is 4 amas. You're not allowed to go outside your makom. What's the shear that's called going outside your makom? 2,000 amas. Till then, you're still within, close enough to that makom that you're not over any issue. So that's the shailah, the tchum. The whole tchum is your makom becomes 2,000 amas, or no? Your makom is 4 amas, and there's a shear how far you're allowed to go outside your makom up to 2,000 amas. Minolon, where do we know this halacha of alpayim amma? Where did the rabbanon have a remez that there's such a thing by tchumim of 2,000 amas? Omer Rav Chisda, lamadnu makom mimakom. We learned the Gzereshava, Makom from Makom, Umakom Minisa, and Makom from a pasuk that uses the word Nisa, right, Lanus, the Nisa Minisa, and then another pasuk that speaks about Nisa, doesn't mention Makom, but has the word Nisa in it, so we're making like a chain, right? First we have Makom from Makom, then there's a Makom, that Makom has Nisa, so we use the Nisa of that Makom to another Nisa. The Nisa Mikvul, and then there's a pasuk that has the words Nisa and Gvul in it. So we learn the Gvul from the Gvul of that pasuk of Nisa, Gvul Nechutz, and then there's a pasuk that has Gvul and Chutz, and we learn the Chutz, Michutz, Michutz, the Tzivu Madosa Michutz Leir, as Pa'as Kegma Alpayim Ba'amah. And that pasuk that has the word Chutz in it has the idea of Alpayim Ba'amah. Okay? Rashi. Elu Dalad Amas, Liyotze Chutz L'Tchum. So Rashi learns that the Dalad Amas we're talking about, that the remez to is the person who goes outside the Tchum can't go out of his place, which is four amas. And others learn that we also learn from here the Dalai Lama's of Shvisa. Yeah, we're not really learning from here, just the remnants. Makom yimakom umakom yinisa. Pasuk shenemar bo makom velo neimar bo nisa. The first pasuk says the word makom, but it doesn't say the word nisa. Donin also mi pasuk acher shenemar bo makom v'nisa. Then we learn from that pasuk to another pasuk where it says makom, so the two makoms connect. And in that other pasuk, it also says the word nisa. Kegon al yetze ish mim komo, donim bivisamti lecham makom asher yonu shama. So the first pasuk mentions makom, and we connect that to the pasuk of vesamti lecham makom, again, asher yonu shama. But here it adds the word nisa. Now we take that nisa, malahalang siv nisa, asher yonus, at mikro dal yetze ish mim komo, mar bibe nisa. So it's as if it said nisa by the first pasuk too. Having commander seed by Nisa. The Hadr done in Nisa Minisa. And then we learn another pasuk that uses the word Nisa from that original pasuk, the Nisa Migvul. And now we have a pasuk that says Nisa and Gvul. So we learn the Gvul from the from that part of the pasuk. Kolomer done in Nisa Zu Shalom Nemer Bo Gvul Minisa Shenemer Bo Gvul. The seed Migvul Ir Miklato Asher Yonos. Right now, everything goes back to that first pasuk. It's as if, since this makom is with this makom, and this one adds another word, and then we have another association, adds another word, that all those things apply to the first pasuk. Everything that goes back to the first pasuk, that makom now has the connection to Alpayim Amah. For Hadar Don Hai Michuts Michuts the Mados Michuts Leir, the Sibbe Alpayim Amah. So those are all the psukim that are connected, and in the end, by connecting this word to the word, the next word is associated with this word, we come back with a chain that we've connected al yetze ish mim komo to al payim am. So Mara says, why don't we learn it easier, right? The neileth mikir ha'ir v'chutza elef ama l'chora. You can do the same association, the same Zereshava, and come out from to another pasuk. Mikir ha'ir v'chutza elef am, only 1,000 amas. Why do they have a remnant to 2,000 amas? If you have a choice between the 1,000 and 2,000, tofasta maruba lo tofasta. So why shouldn't the tchum only be 1,000 amas? Where it says donin chutz michutz, because that pasuk doesn't say chutz, it says chutza. So we learn from chutz to chutz. They ain't done in chutz michutza, but it's not close enough. Where it says ma'inaf kamina, what's the difference if it says chutz or chutza? When exeris shava, it doesn't have to be exact word. It doesn't even have to be the same word, right? V'hatana dvei rishmuel the shava koinu barach. There's exeris shava we learned legabe nige batim, which Rashi will explain. One pasuk says the shava koin, the koin should come back. And the other one says, Ubarquan, the coin should come, which is basically the same thing. It's coming back from his house to the house that has a nigger. So the same idea, even though they're not the same words. Zuhi Shiva, Zuhi Bia. And we make a Xerishava between them, and we learn halachas one from the other. So where it says, Hani Mila Hechadaleka Midi Dedomile. Now, you can learn a Xerishava even from a word that's not the same word, but it's similar if you don't have anything more similar. But when you have two choices, which Xereshava to learn? The one that's exact, or the one that's only similar, you learn from the exact one, not from the similar one. Let's see, Rashi explains this whole thing over here. Bishova koin ubo hakoin, b'toras koanim shnuya. This was in Toras Koanim in Parashas Metzora, b'nige bati. Bishavua shal hezgerisha. See, bishova koin b'yom hashvi, b'roa v'niposa hanega b'kiros habayis. It happens like this. The Kohen comes the first day that we're involved with seeing this nega, and he sees there's a nega in the walls of the house, so he quarantines the house. He closes up the house, and he comes back the next week, at the end of the week. The end of the week, if he sees that the nega has spread, right, Ukshibasrei, the Chiltzus Ravonim, the Esabayas Yaktsia Mibayas, Yukolek offer Abayas Sovivakir, the offer Acher Yikach Vetochas Abayas. So what does he do? If the Nega has spread the first week, you don't destroy the house. You take off the plaster from the place of the Nega, you remove the Nega, and you replaster that part of the house. You don't destroy the house. You just take off the plaster from the place where the Nega is, and you replaster it. Uksiv, im yoshuv ha-Nega, uparach b'bayis. Then he comes back at the end of the second week. Again, he's maskir the bayis. Comes back to see what happened in that place where the Nega had been removed. Did it return or not? So if the Nega came back, then the notice is a bayis. So it seems from the Torah that at the end of the second week, if the Nega came back, you already destroyed the house. Titania, uporach, yokoloye heitome achiyazur the yitze, mashma, that it has to spread. In other words, when you took it off at the end of the first week, the what's it called, it was, let's say, 2 centimeters. And now, when it came back, right, at the end of the second week, it's 3 centimeters. That's when you destroy the house. But if it didn't it spread, came back, but it's the exact same size it was to begin with. It's still 2 centimeters, right? I might think that then you don't destroy the house. Talmud Lomar, Tzoras Maneres, Tzoras Maneres, the Gzeiras Shoveh. Right? Here it says, the Torah says, Tzoras Maneres, and we learn from another pasuk where it says, Tzoras Maneres, Mat Tzoras Maneres, Hamura Bebegodim, by Nige Begodim. It also says, Tzoras Maneres. Kimia Sachos, or Apopishe no Posa. By the Godim, it's clear that if the Nega comes back, after you wash the Begit, and you take out the Nega, if the next week it comes back, the exact same size that it was before, you have to burn the Begit. Here also, even if it comes back and it didn't spread, it's the same size it was before, you also have to destroy the house. Okay. Right, I might think that if it came back right away that day, then right away you destroy the house. Nemar v'im yoshuv ha-nega, the nemar v'shov ha-kohen, mashivah ha-amura hala b'sof shavua, akshivah ha-amura kan b'sof shavua. So here also we have a gzeirah shavah, that just like the kohen doesn't come back till the end of the week, so if the nega came back before the end of the week, you don't do anything. Only if the kohen comes at the end of the week and it's still there, it come back, then you destroy the house. Lamadu Shino saying Lo Shavua Acher Hakalitza the Kitza the Ticha. Right, you give it an extra week, one more week after you removed the plaster and replastered it, took off the Nega, right, then you come back and see if it came back or not. In Chazer Hanega, no, so if the Nega came back, even if it didn't spread, you destroy the house. In Lo Chazer Mataro, if it didn't come back, the house is torn. Now the word says Ainli Ella Cholitz the Kotza. The Torah, the Nosin Shavua, El of the Posa B'Shavua Shel Hezgarisha. I might think that this halacha, that you shave off the plaster, replaster it, take off the Nega, is only a Nega that the Kohen, again, the Kohen comes originally, sees as a Nega. He closes up the house for a week. At the end of the week, if he sees the Nega spread, right, then he, what's it called, they take off the plaster. The next, end of the next week, if it, what's it called, came back, then they, what's it called, they, l'chora, destroy the house. Okay? Minayim l'neged sh'omad be'ina v'rishon, sh'lopas. What happens, though, in this case? So that's, if the nega spread the first week, okay, then you replastered, and then the next week it came back, even if it didn't spread, you destroy the house. What happens if in the first week the nega didn't spread? He came the first day, he saw the nega, it was 2 centimeters. He came at the end of the week, it's still 2 centimeters. It didn't go away, but it didn't get bigger. Okay? Vakoin locholach, velokotz, velotach. You only replastered if it spread. But it didn't spread. But it didn't go away, so it can't be tar. So what do you do now? You quarantined the house for 1 week already. The nega didn't spread, but didn't go away. So what do you do now? The himtin shavua sheni, then you wait another week. You don't do anything. You wait another week. And then at the end of the second week, it spread. Okay? minayin shucholets v'kotz v'tach v'nosei no shavua. Where do you know now that if that was the scenario, you give a third week already? You don't destroy the house at the end of 2 weeks if it didn't spread after the end of the first week. Only, you only destroy the house after you replaster. So in a situation where the nega was 2 centimeters when he first saw it, it was 2 centimeters at the end of the first week, you never replastered. You just gave it another week. Now at the end of the second week, it spread. So what would I think? Destroy the house. No, but you never replastered. So you replaster after that second week, and then you give it a third week. And then, Taka, if the nega comes back, then you destroy the house. You never destroy the house without a replastering first. And you never replaster if the nega didn't spread. So if it didn't spread the first week, but it did spread the second week, then you, what's it called, then you replaster it the second week, not the first week. And then you have another week till you destroy it. They don't know so miyad, Talmud Lomar, Ubo HaKoin. The Torah says, Ubo HaKoin, at the end of the second week. The Hine Posel. The Afagav, the High Kro Basre, Gim Yoshuv HaNega Ksiv, the Mashav HaNega Achozer Koi, right? Even though over there it's Mashav, the Nega came back, right? It's not talking about a Nega that didn't go away, that you didn't replace, that you replastered. It's Mashav, you're talking about a Nega that came after you replastered, it came back. Right, mafkin lehosu mehay mashmos umarbina netitzo the nega hachozer afa pishalo pos. We say that you did in the end destroy the house for a nega that comes back, even if it doesn't spread, but only after you replaced it. The hayu boha coin v'roa v'hine pasa the mashmet the boy pishyon mokmin le benega shomet v'rishon uposu b'shein. The Bryce over there in Torah Kohanim sets up the case where it has to spread. That it didn't spread the first week, but it did spread the second week. Then, and you haven't yet replastered. Then you replaster. The Afagav the Sivna teaches by the way, even though it says immediately after that you destroy the house, not replaster. Right? The Xerishava, we learn Xerishava that you don't destroy the house till another week. Right? Nemer Khan Vipasa Bashani, Uboha Kohen, right? Where it spread the second week. It says Uboha Kohen. The Namer of Apostle Barishon, where it spread the first week, it says, Vishav HaKohen, he Shiva, he Bia, the same thing. Vishav HaKohen, he returns from his house to the house with the Nega. Ubo HaKohen, he comes to the house with the Nega, meaning he returned from his house. So they're both same idea. Kolomar Zukazu. Malahal and Cholates, the coach of the talk, just like after the first week, you don't destroy the house, you replaster, so too, Vinosin Loshuin, you give it another week. Afkan cholitz v'kotz v'tov. So to over here, where it didn't spread the first week, and you gave it a second week, and you haven't replastered yet, and then the second week it spread, you don't destroy the house immediately, you replaster, and you give it a third week. V'nosin lo shavua. V'mchaz v'shu v'boi netitza. Amafagav d'lav shivahi, kivin d'shiva ubi ochadam milsahi, d'tarvayu mashma shabomi beiso l'beif v'ayis ha-menuga. Since, even though it doesn't say the exact same word, it says Shiva and Bia, but they're basically the same thing. They both mean the Kohen came back. So you can learn Xerishava, even though it's not the same word. Dainin Xerishava Minai. So if that's the case, what are you telling me? You only learn Chutz from Chutz, and not Chutz from Chutza. You can learn Chutz from Chutza too. And since you can learn from this one or this one, why learn 2,000 Amas? Learn 1,000 Amas. Mar says, no. E is like Xerishava, the Makominisa, the Chutz, Michutz, Kedomer La'el. If you have a Xerishava to something more similar, and you have a possibility of a Xerishava to something less similar, then it's the more similar one than the less similar.
Even but though one is one step away and one is 4 steps away.
Yeah, it doesn't make it. There's another limud that Rabbi Akiva brings in Sota, that what's it called, that learns it differently. Sota, there's a drasha, umadosem michutz la'ir alpayimam. Another chutz, michutz la'ir alpayimam. And that's where the Divrei Yecheskel says that makes a difference, nafkamina, whether the tchum is his place or it's a shear of outside your place. Right? Michutz la'ir alpayimam is mashma that that's the shear of how much is outside the city. The city is your place, and this is outside. From here, what's it called? This pasuk is mashma. What's it called? More that is your place. Al makomo becomes al paiman. And the Maaseh Pri Chodesh has a shayla. All these things are talking about Shabbos. Where do you know this Tchumim on Yom Tov? Where's there's a remes? And the Pasha Pshat is that since the Rabbanan had a remes for Shabbos, and Yom Tov is called Shabbos, so Ein Bein Shabbos Le Yom Tov, except for. But he learns that what's it called? That it's totally if the mon fell or not. Because if the mon didn't fall on Yom Tov, then Yom Tov and Shabbos were the same thing with Gabi Dispasik, and Yom Hashvi is Lavda. Okay. Let's go on. Alpayim Amma Agulos. So the Alpayim Amma is a circle of Alpayim Amma. The diameter of the circle is Alpayim Amma, and it's the same to every direction. You're in the middle of the circle, and any direction where the diameter goes to the middle of the circle, right, is 2,000 amas. Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus holds that it has to be Maruba. It has to be, you make it into a square, and then you have the diagonal, which is another 2/5 bigger than the square root of 2, bigger. What? Right, the Chacham said Maruba, and Rabbi Chanina holds it in a circle, right. Manashah. Is like Zerishava Peos Ksiv. If he has Xerishava to learn it from Tchumim of the Ir Mikla, so there it says, Pa'as Ha'ir. It says you do it square. He less like Xerishava, Pa'im Ammanole. If he doesn't hold it as Xerishava, then where does he know Bechlala? You need 2,000 amas. Mar says, La'olam is like Xerishava. He has Xerishava. Vashani Hacha, Domar Kroz, Ze Yelohem Migrashay Ha'ari. Lezeh Atanosin Peos, the Atanosin Peos of Shov Se Shabbos. Right? He learns that there's a mute, that you learn 2,000 amas from this pasuk, but you don't learn the din of peos, of squaring it off from there, because it says this halacha only applies to the migrash of the Ori Halaviyim. It does not apply to what's it called, to Shabbos. For Rabbanan, what are the Rabbanan going to do with that? It says, L'maisa v'zeh, Tani Rav Hanan Yomer kazeh yekoshof se Shabbos. This is the same way that all the dinim of Shabbos that depend on a measurement of length, all of them have the same halacha, you square them off. So one learns the zeh is a mute, it comes to exclude Shabbos, and the other one's the zeh is conclude everything of Shabbos. Rashi. Teo'i islek zereshova demako miniso v'chutz michutz kedomar la'el. Peos ksiv, desiv, pa'as negev, u pa'as mash meruba. Pe is only a corner, can only be by a square. Hain over here. Omer of Acha bar Yaakov, ha'mavir dal ramas v'shisaravim. Person who carries 4 amas v'shisaravim, eino chayev ad shemavir hain v'laksom. He's only chayev if he carries 4 amas plus 2/5. In other words, 4 times the square root of 2, which is the diagonal of a square that's 4 amas on every side. We'll see 1 second what that means. Amra Papa, Bodiklan Rava, Amud Brishus Rav. Rava tested us with the following shayla. If you have an Amud in Brishus Rav, which is 10 tvachim high, and it's 4 tvachim wide, Sorechem Vlach, Shonen Olo, does it have to be more than 4 tefachim wide to be a Rishus HaYachid, right? Because this is also halach and Shabbos. So it's a halach of length. So do you need really 4 2/5? Or 4 is enough? The Amrina Lei, Lav Hainu to Rav Chananya. This is exactly what Rav Chananya said. The Tanya Rav Chananya Omer, Kazeh Yachol Shol Se Shabbos. All the halachas of measurement by Shabbos, are, when it says 4, it means 4 2/5. Okay, let's see what the different sheet is here, what that means. So it comes out that all the measurements of Shabbos, where Itaka says Arba Amos, it doesn't mean Arba Amos. It means a square with a diagonal of 4 2/5 Amma by the Alachso. So Rashi learns, let's see Rashi, Bodiklon Minaso Sonu. He tested us. Oh no, Hein Velachsona. Dalet Amos, V'ches Chumshe Amma. and 8/5 of an amma. The amoran kazeh yu kol shosei Shabbos peos tein lohem. The gabi havora lekele mesa peos eleki hai gavna shenosin lo shiur amat sonon to ha lekele member buhu rabua the eagle. Right? When you're carrying 4 amas of shisarabim, there's no such thing as making a square. Right? You're carrying a straight line. So Rashi learns what it means is that since when it says Arba Amos, there's a concept of squaring it off, and then you have a diagonal, then the measurement of carrying becomes a diagonal. In other words, whatever direction you're going, you always have the 4 times the square root of 2. Right? That's the shear. And when it says Arba Amos, it means it just stamped, took a whole number. But it really means 4 times the square root of 2. Whenever it says Arba Amos, right, Hotzah, it means 4 times the square root of 2. That's Rashi Shita. So on the other hand, where it's possible to make a square, and there to only have the diagonal, so there it's what's it called, it's, you make the square, and you only get the diagonal if you walk on the diagonal. Right? But you don't get the diagonal if you walk straight. In other words, if you walk north to south, then you only have 2,000 amos. But if you walk from the northeast to southwest, then you get what's it called, whatever it would be. Yeah, northeast to southwest, then you get 2,000 amos times the square root of 2. That's how Rashi learns. Where it's possible to make a square, then you have to square it off, and you only get the diagonal to that direction, to the diagonal direction. Where you're just carrying the Rishus HaRabim, there's no such thing as a square, then the shear becomes Arba Amos times the square root of 2. That's Rashi's sheet, and the Rambam also holds like that. Except the Rambam holds that carrying the Rishus HaRabim is Osir from 4 Amos, but you're not Chayiv till 4 times the square root of 2. How much is that exactly?
5.6.
Yeah, okay, that's good, because as Rashi says, it's 1 and 3/5, which is 0.6. So, okay, so it's an extra 1.6 amas. Okay, 5.6 amas. So the Rambam holds like that. Okay, the Gra has an interesting shot in the Rambam. He says that if a person chooses one direction he wants to carry, then in that direction, it's only one direction, I want to carry up to 4 amas, then he can carry up to 5.6 amas. And it's not Osir after the 4. But if he stopped carrying, then once he passes 4, it's Osir. Okay, that's the Gra and the Rambam. But they hold that carrying, you always have to be high at 5.6. And when it comes to Tumim, you square it off, and in the diagonal direction, you have 5.6, or 2,000 times a square root of 2. And in any other straight direction, you only have 2,000. The Rabbeinu Tam over here says that even by Tumim, you always have the diagonal. No matter which direction you go, you square it off, you have a diagonal, and now whichever direction you go, you have the 2,000 times the square root of 2. So Tumim is not 2,000. Tumim is really 2,000 times the square root of 2. Okay, that's Rabbeinu Tam. The Rashbam says that you always make a square, even by carrying. And you square it off according to the directions of the world. In other words, I guess with the North Pole as north, right? I don't know what they considered, what's it called, absolute north. And you make that thing, and if you're walking in the direction of absolute north, then you only have 4 amas to be high. If you're walking from northeast of the world to southwest of the world, then you have 5.6. Okay, that's what they hold.
Who said that?
Rashbam. And the Ravid holds like the Rashbam, but he doesn't hold it goes according to the absolute north of the world, but it goes according to which direction you're going. In other words, if you're walking in a straight line, for you, that's north, south, east, or west, the direction you're going. From that point, you make a square, and if you start to walk on an angle, then you have more time, more of the place. So it goes according to your direction, not the absolute directions of the world. So there's 4 different shittas here of what Hein Valach Sonan means. According to Rashi, what's it called, and the Rambam, Hein Valach Sonan only applies to Tumim, that you make a square, right? And there, it's on the, what's it called, the diagonal, you have the extra, and not on the diagonals, you don't have the extra, but when it comes to Hotzah, Rishus HaRabim, right? And the same thing with the amud, right? The same exact machlokas. You have an amud. So when in the amud you say you square it off, and you have to every direction the bigger, like Rabbeinu Tam, or only to the diagonal. It has to only be the times the square root of two in that diagonal. Or no, everything, a whole an amud in Rishus HaRabim is not Rishus HaYochid unless it's a square of 5.6. In other words, when it says Arba Amos, it means 5.6 as the sides. The sides become the shear of the diagonal. That's according to Rabbeinu Tam. And according to Rashi, there, what's it called? All you need is a diagonal. And what's it called? And the Rashbam would say that you square it off, depends how it's facing. You square it off according to the absolute north and south. And then it depends how it's facing, whether you need the diagonal or not, if the sides are diagonal. And according to the right, it goes according to where you're facing. You're going, I don't know how that would be by an amud, but in any case, that's the machlokas would apply to all these cases.